Sarcastically, you are, he paused, you're just too old and dense to realize it. Both laughed as if they were 60, pensive, withered years younger. Interrupted, lunch is over, ushered them out of the room. Out in the hallway, they continued, hid their meds in the plant's potted soil. And for the rest of the day, she insulted him and his failing body. Vain, insecure, then he would smile big. She could never tell if he was joking. They talked about breakfast and how it happened too early for them. The others feared death, so oh, they don't know how to sleep in anymore. Moreover, the others who were with them had never been alive at all. And this made their meeting this morning more maddening and more meaningful. Being a decade older, he got to play the role of the guru. And fearing imbalance, she caved in and asked, what do I do for you? You do what the cunning does for the fox and the how for the wolves. You do what the buckshot does to the buck's lengthy lashes and all. Comatose are wrapped in sheets, just like corpses. It's late at night and even still they can hear the nurses' voices. Climbing the stairs, a clutching of hands. So warm, burst out on the roof under the moon. Triggered alarm, naked as newborns, the flurries all round. They leap like the snow did and fall to the ground. Naked as newborns, the flurries all round. They leap like the snow did and fall to the ground.